systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom! Hello and welcome to the Jamble. Today is Wednesday, June 23rd, 2010, and my name is a very, very sick Matt.
That was weak.
That was weak,
that
dude.
That was the weakest kaboom.
That's so all I got right now. Do you hear this? Do you hear this? Anyone listen to the Hotbox last night hear this? This is your fault. I just need you to know that.
I guess. That or it could be the dead mice in the walls or the mold.
The bubonic plague. Oh, man. So this is episode 365, the Wednesday night show. Thank you guys for joining us. 406-204-4687. If you care to call in and weigh in on the situation, perhaps.
And what is the situation, Matt?
Well, according to my Facebook status update feed, I'm apparently single now.
Yes, I saw that. I clicked the little like button.
Oh, I appreciate that. I think you and Mr. Boudet both like that.
Yeah.
Is it weird that like when you get into a relationship and then you're like, all right, it's been long enough. I better change my Facebook relationship status because, you know, that's important.
That kind of signifies it, you know.
That's right. That seals
it. Like when you say XO is in a relationship.
And when they accept, you know that's real. I mean, if I, you mm-hmm. know, how many times have you done that and they're like, I don't accept.
You know, it doesn't get more concrete than that. That's the equivalent of introducing your friend as
your
girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Bringing her home to meet
when
mom.
When you first start dating a girl, she's just your friend. Oh, this is my friend, so-and-so.
Right.
And then eventually after a month or two, you're like, okay, this is my girlfriend. I can't hide it anymore.
Right, because, I'm friends with you all on Facebook. There is no hiding this. Do they have, like, I noticed there wasn't anything for, like, a mistress. It was just... Are you in? I guess there's an
not
open...
Not like Matt Lee is a cheating bastard
cheating
or something.
On, and then you have to, like, send them the thing, like, so Danny would have had to accept that and be like, yep, he is cheating. And then the mistress would have to also accept.
The love triangle.
That'd be so great. And then you guys are like, I like that. They're both cool chicks. That's
Word.
So horrible. What I find weird, though, is that when you actually... So when you click the thing, it sends a message. It's like, hey... Are you really in a relationship with this skis bag, or is he lying? And they approve it, and it's like, yes, there's a little icon there, right? And it's a heart.
I wouldn't know, because I've never had that happen to me on Facebook.
Well, I'm telling you, it's an icon of a heart. Now, when you break up with someone, and it goes back to being single,
yeah,
I would expect perhaps a broken heart, or
right.
half a heart.
That makes sense.
It's a heart.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just a normal heart. I was like, oh.
Maybe it's supposed to be positive or something, you know.
Does Facebook know that much? Is it like, I've seen all of y'all status updates. I know that when y'all broke up, it was a good thing. Here's a heart.
Facebook is all-knowing, Matt.
Right. And yeah, we've done stories about people getting killed over that shit. Do you remember any of those? It was a long time ago.
I don't think so.
This chick, like, changed her status thing from... in a relationship to single, and her husband didn't know about it, and when he got home, he checked his Facebook, saw that, and then killed her.
Wow.
Pretty crazy, huh?
You know, you should probably, if you're going to break up with somebody, you should probably do it before you change your status.
Well, I would just use the status to do it. Like, send a text message, status. Hey, do you agree with this breakup? Yes or no? Accept, deny. What would we do without Facebook? Amazing.
I don't know.
Making our day-to-day human interactions just that much more pleasant.
Probably have to actually call our friends.
Or, like, talk in person.
Ask them how they're doing.
Hey, Sean, what's going on?
Look at their fucking photos in an actual photo album instead of online.
Certain phones will actually, when you go to call somebody, if it's linked to their Facebook account, as it's dialing, it'll pop up their latest status update. So, like, you don't... It totally eliminates the, so what's going on? Oh, well, I see that you just ran over your neighbor's dog, and I just wanted to know how well that was going.
Yeah, it kind of makes it convenient because I never have to call any of my friends or talk to them. Great. I always know what they're up to on Facebook.
How's MySpace doing?
MySpace is okay.
No relationship info, though, is it?
Well, for me, yes, because a lot of my exes are on my friends list, and I get to hear about how great their new fucking boyfriends are
top
every
friends?
Day.
Are they top friends?
Yes.
Awesome.
Believe it or not.
That's dedication to the loved
one,
ones.
One of them is. She may or may not be the mother of my child at the moment.
Oh, yeah, I heard. You got a phone call that all of us real men just dread getting. And it's not the... How does it go? Ring, ring, ring.
Well, actually, it was a text.
Oh,
I mean, come on,
a text?
This is the new millennium, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forget. We don't talk anymore.
You don't call somebody, let them know that they might be pregnant with your kid. You text them now.
You send them a text that says, hey, buddy, do you happen to remember what day we fucked on a few months ago?
Because I think I'm pregnant, and it's either you or this other guy is what
send.
She says.
And
can you believe that? She says it's either you or this other guy.
And you know, it's funny that like texting actually takes more key presses if you want to talk about overall efficiency. To call, it's two buttons if you've got, you know, a decent phone. To text, you're typing out the whole fucking message.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what did you respond to her? I had my tubes tied when I was born.
Pretty much like,
because my mama warned me about hoes like you.
Pretty much I said, you know, I don't remember the last time we had sex, and I was unaware that you were fucking somebody else at the same time. So.
Oh, did that hurt?
Yeah.
Was it a exclusive?
Define
was
hurt?
Was it a $50 exclusive beat?
Yeah,
that your friend doesn't want you using anymore.
Yeah, something like that. I was kind of like, ooh,
you're biting his rhymes.
Will you pull this knife out of my back? It's right next to the old knife wound where the other knife you put in my back was.
Can I read that message?
She said, yeah. What message?
From our rap buddy.
If you want to.
I kind of do. I think it's funny because this is...
Well, can we just stick to one topic at a time?
No, absolutely. I was just curious. So,
you know, we were talking about me.
So you got a bitch pregnant, huh?
Maybe, but probably not. She took a couple tests today, and she's in the good. And even if she is, there's only a half chance that it's mine. You know, flip a coin.
Right.
To find out who the dad
is. We could bring you guys on the jam hole, have the DNA test.
That would be great.
You could roll in like, I know that shit ain't mine, motherfucker. I'm 100% sure that ain't mine. Shit. I fuck all these bitches, but I know that ain't mine.
You know, it's kind of hard for me to try and say she's a nice girl after this recent information I just gave out to everybody. Because,
well,
you know, she kind of is, but I guess after hearing that, most people probably wouldn't think so.
You wouldn't almost expect, though, that a girl you met at a bar would maybe not just be fucking you exclusively?
Is there any other place to meet women?
At the grocery store.
I've tried that. I got maced. I thought I was stalking them.
You're doing it wrong.
I was following them around like, oh, hey, getting some bread.
Maybe if your Facebook interested in said chicks instead of dudes, you might have a better chance.
You're probably right.
Huh?
You're probably right.
Yeah.
I guess I should change my status, huh?
All right. Well, yeah, so last night, I guess she was pretty aggravated about the whole, I met a girl at the hotel and took her to the podcast. So,
yeah, that's kind of an understatement. Aggravated?
Aggravated.
She was more like infuriated.
She sent me a message later on that was like, I'm so aggravated with you about this. I don't know if I'll ever be able to get over it. She's like, I think we need a break. And so she did move out this morning. Pour out a little liquor for my little broken heart. You can all expect a lot more emo poetry now. It fuels the hip-hop, I find. You just need something.
You know, it's hard
just
to be a good artist if you're not just a wee bit tortured.
If you're happy, you can't. It's impossible.
You have nothing to say, really. When
what
you're
have
happy.
I written good in the last since we've been together?
I don't think you've ever written anything good, honestly.
Ever.
Since day one. As
right.
Matter of fact.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's horrible. I'm
but yeah, your recent shit sucked, especially.
Right.
I
mean, that Tear It Up song totally sucked. Hey, I liked your verse, though.
Hey, thanks. Everybody does.
It's impressive that you get such a bellowing black sound coming from such a little tiny mouth.
Yes, thank you, Matt.
I'm sorry. Don't be a dick to me. See, this is why I got dumped, I think, because I'm a dick. So I asked her, I was like, you know, for the sake of the show, can you write a resignation? No, I didn't say that. I was like, you know, you gotta, if you're not gonna be on the show tonight, which she's
gotta
not
be professional about it, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, you need to, you have, you have a responsibility, not just to me, but as co-host of the Jam Hole, you have a responsibility to our
to
listeners.
To the fans, yeah.
You can't just disappear like the very first host did with my fucking iPod Nano, which I'm still pissed about.
And who was that?
A dude named Travis.
Well, Travis, if you're out there, Matt wants his iPod Nano back.
I've tried that a few times, and it didn't work. I don't know. I don't think he listens.
Oh, look. Look who's in the chat.
Does she want to call in and do the show?
Well,
I thought you didn't have internet there.
How's it going, Danny?
I'm glad she's going to be here for this because her uncle sent me some lovely messages. He's I think your uncle, Dana, is more upset about the breakup than you are, which is kind of weird, but we'll get to that. So, well, do you just want to call in and tell everybody, or should I just read this letter? Yes, I can just read the letter. So, says for the show, Matt and I have had problems for a long time now. They have finally gotten to a point where I can't take it anymore.
Can you read it like James Earl Jones?
Matt, not okay. With my voice like this.
Okay, go ahead.
I could probably read it like fucking Minnie Mouse.
Sorry, he's a really good narrator, but anyway, this is really serious.
Matt and I have had problems, huh?
No, let's not do that. That's insulting to Danny. Should I read it?
No.
Okay, you go ahead.
They've finally gotten to a point where I can't take it anymore. I have never loved someone more than Matt. I still love him with every bit of my heart, but it seems we just aren't good for each other anymore. I know he still loves me, but he doesn't show it like he used to, and I'm sure Matt will say the same thing for me. So I'm moving back in with my parents for the time being. I wanted to keep dating Matt and just not live together, but he didn't like that idea. I will try to keep doing the show at least once a week as long as I can hold it together. Not sure what day of the week yet, but I'll let you know. And I think she said she was gonna do it on Friday when she comes and gets her posters and all that. So, I will try. This hurts me so bad to leave, but a person can only take so much before they fold. Maybe I was never a good girlfriend. Maybe he was always a shitty boyfriend. Maybe we should have never been together, and maybe we will get back together. I don't know who started what and how it got like this, but this is the way it ended up. We love each other, but at the same time, it feels like we hate each other. I tried so hard to keep him satisfied, but what I dished out wasn't enough. He kept on poking at me about the lack of sex and joking about having an open relationship. That hurt me so bad, I told him. And I told him that, but he thought it was all jokes. I know I'm a jealous person, but I can't help it. I get sick from the thought of Matt with another girl. I threw up 3 times yesterday just thinking about it. I love him too much to share him. Why is that so wrong to not want your man being with another chick? Anyways, I'm sorry if I pissed anyone off by leaving. I won't be online hardly, except for right now, at all anymore, since my parents don't even have a phone line at their place. I really hope I can handle doing the show with Matt and not being with him. I don't want to leave the show just because we have issues. Maybe Matt and I can get back together after a while. Maybe we can go back to the way things were when we first got together. Maybe he will realize what he really did to me. I know he doesn't think it was as bad. I know he doesn't think it was that bad, but maybe he will understand later. I hope he can see how I feel at some point. I don't want anyone else in the world. I love Matt so much. I would have married him if he had asked. I would have even had his children if he asked. I think that's kind of a lie, honestly. What do you think?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I never thought about another man while with Matt and still don't. No one I had compared to what I feel for Matt. He is everything to me, and I hope being apart pulls us together. If not, I hope he ends up happy. Danny. So what do you think?
I don't know. What do you think, Matt?
I think it sucks, but I think we did. We totally just grew apart. Things started getting weird. Every time we had sex, I couldn't get it out of my head that she was just totally miserable and just doing it because if she didn't, I would be a dick about it. Everything just got weird. So, I don't know.
I know how that goes. I've had that happen before.
I can't handle that level of jealousy. Like, I can't. I've dated girls like that before. Like, we'd all be falfing or something, and I'd be looking around because, you know, people throw falf discs and you don't want to get hit in the head. And she would always insist that I was checking out chicks. As well, like, you sometimes were. I was, but not all the time. And it was especially the times when she was like, you were doing it, that I really wasn't. But I just, I don't know, man. People grow apart. So
they do. They do.
I got this message from her uncle, which was pretty spectacular. You are a stupid motherfucker. I should kick your ass, but you aren't worth the fucking time. And I replied, oh, yeah? Because she dumped me? Here's an idea. Mind your own fucking business. Send. And he wrote back, fuck you, you pussy fuck. And I replied, okay, thank you.
And did he reply?
No, that was actually the end of it.
It's probably anger, feeling some way that
somebody
you might have hurt
Danny. Somebody that has such extreme heart problems shouldn't get so excited over something that's completely none of his business, you know? I'd hate to see him end up in the hospital again and have to get more stints and shit.
Well, it's family shit.
Yeah,
you know.
I understand that, but my brother's not, like, calling her up and being like, blah, 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 blah.
It's because your brother don't give a fuck, probably.
Okay, bad example, so... you know, okay, well...
That's not what brothers are for.
True that.
Brothers take you out and, like, get you laid when you go through a breakup.
She says, Danny says, he was upset because I was wrecked. So...
Well... All I have to say, in my experience...
Did you tell him that you left? Like, that was your choice, not mine.
Excuse me, I was saying
something. Oh, I'm sorry, please.
Saying, in my experience, I think it's true to say that every end is also a new beginning.
Well, I hear that, but he's, like, treating it like we're the first couple to ever break up in the history of the world. Like, whoa, you guys broke up? Yeah, dude. I just don't appreciate being threatened by people like that. That's all. So did you get the pregnancy test back?
So far, double negative.
Good. Did she send you a picture of it?
No.
No.
One last one tomorrow.
So I woke up to this morning. This is from the third member of our, what's it called? Our dance crew.
Our dance crew?
What's it called? What are we in?
Our little hip-hop clique.
Our rap?
We are in what is called FOS Entertainment, which I came up with, by the way.
Really? I wouldn't know that.
Which stands for 406.
You wouldn't know that from his picture being all over anything that has FOS on it.
Of course not. He's the face of FOS, and the rest of us just stand in the background.
In hindsight, was that a good idea?
I really don't care.
Did you get... You got this message. This message was sent via MySpace, because that's what we use, I guess. Attention, Lyrical, Matt Lee, Mozart, the beatmaker. Not sure if you and Lyrical care about this, but I would really like to claim Mozart as my own beatmaker, which I have been doing for some time, even before you came back around. I'm down with good music, but... If we all use the beat maker that I exclusively use, then I lose my originality, and so do you.
He's an excellent speller, isn't he?
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, for a lyrical motherfucking wordsmith, you can't spell worth shit.
Right. Kind of a small town, right? When I got us going, I was under the impression that each of us, me, you, and Lyrical, would claim their own style. Are you biting his style?
I don't think so. You have to have...
Do you ever notice hints of your style in the new songs he writes after you show him something new?
Yeah, sometimes.
Because I've noticed that, too. So I could see, like, Carlos Mencia doesn't, like, steal jokes and then want to, like, perform with the guy he stole the jokes from, right?
No, of course not.
Okay, so that's great. I was under the impression that each of us, me, you, and Lyrical, would claim their own style and cross-promote that way. I'm not butthurt, but it is on my mind. Is he butthurt?
I don't know. He's probably just... Honestly, I just think he's threatened, is what it is.
Right. Why?
Why? I don't know, because there's other people that...
Because other people hear rap?
And are actually getting names made
for
themselves.
Is that why he picks fights with all the other rappers?
It could be.
Hmm.
I don't think he's butthurt. He just, I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what
said,
his deal is.
I'm not butthurt, but it is on my mind. If we can't see eye to eye on this, then I'll just make it easy for everybody and get my own new, in parentheses, undercover beat maker and stop using Mozart 100%. By this, I mean I'll never expose him or her to safeguard my sound that I took the time to find and buy. Hey, I don't know if you know this or not, but if you find and buy your sound, it's not your sound. It's the guy you bought it from or found it from.
You know, I'm sure Mozart appreciates the business, people buying and supporting him. You
I'm
know?
Curious, does Mozart want to just sell beats to Pill? Like he,
I kind of doubt it, but you never know. He might.
You can cut off all of your business and just sell to one guy because, you know, this one guy is going to make me more money than, you know, everyone else, right?
Right. I mean, it's not like he doesn't like the songs I've done to his beats.
Really?
No, he likes them.
Exactly.
They, like, when I did Get It Nasty,
loved it.
He loved it. Yeah.
Loved it.
He thought it was hot.
And what's the introducing Lyrical or whatever?
Enter Lyrical.
Enter Lyrical.
Yep, pretty
loved
good.
It.
Old school style, you know.
I guess I see it like this. If there was one, two, three, four, five, six, eight, nine, nine zeros. That's a million? One. If there was a billion beat makers in the world, must me all use the same one I want? I claimed him first, Stright Up. Stright. I really don't feel like I'm asking for much here, and it forces you to find your own source, which is a good thing. There's no need for us all to have an obnoxious laugh in all our music, smiley face. Now,
wait, read the last line.
There's no need for us all to have an obnoxious A-B-N-O-I-X.
No, where's that part where he says, it's like my dad used to say.
Yeah,
monkeys.
Well, hold on, I'll get there.
All right.
Obnoxious laugh in all our music. So, LUT, me know what you think, because I'd like to start on new projects. But we're just too close to each other. Where, like, where are you? Just too close to each other to use the same sources. My dad used to use this line, monkey see, monkey do. Is this what's happening? Peace. Extra def, FOS Entertainment.
Yeah.
Your dad came up with monkey see, monkey do?
Do you know
what's interesting?
Do you know what the thing is funny, is that it's not like, oh my God, I want to sound like Papa Pill, so I'm going to buy beats from the same guy that he does.
Do you know what he said when I first hooked up with you guys?
He encouraged us
to
buy beats from Mozart.
Get a hold of Mozart and get beats from him. Because if you guys buy beats from him, I'll get mine a little cheaper and we can all have a good sound.
Yeah. And plus, we're all supposed to be part of the same affiliation. Shouldn't
right.
we have a little bit of a similar sound?
This is kind of bringing me back to other things I've heard about him. Like, when I first started with you guys, you know, we went through that phase where all I heard was just negative ass shit about
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This seems like one of those Delta Bravo moves that nobody likes him for. You introduce us to a beat maker and then you say, but he's mine. But go ahead and buy some. Just know that he's mine. And honestly, his beats are decent for how cheap they are. It's all Fruity Loops. That's all he uses. He went to Full Sail. Cool. I went to Full Sail too and got kicked out. You know why? Because the school's a big piece of shit.
He really doesn't even have that good of a variety of instruments
either. You know why that is? Because Fruity Loops has like 8 sounds in it. That's why. I'm just saying. Like, I was grateful as fuck to have some new beats. I picked out 4 that I really thought I could do something with. I did something with them, and that was that. And then to wake up to this message, like, I don't know. I just thought it was kind of stupid that he's, like, completely contradicting himself. Like, here, let me introduce you to this guy. He'll take care of you. No, but don't, you know, buy anything from him because I don't want us to sound the same.
I don't know, man. Honestly, the only reason I'm really buying beats through Mozart is because they're affordable. Everybody else wants a fucking arm and a leg.
Rhythm
he's willing
says,
to cut a deal.
What a D-bag. I make better beats in 5 minutes. Well, I would like you to take the next 5 minutes and make one for me, then.
Well, we would love
Put
for you to make some beats. Rhythm. I would love to give you my money for some sick beats instead of somebody
much
else.
I would rather give you $50 than Fruity Loops Jones down there in D.C.
So that's a little bit of the local rap news for it. Hit the scene out here. Let me throw one or two more little tidbits out there.
Oh, please.
Show Friday at the Dragon's Den with Soulja and Bad Dog and Poltergeist. show also Friday at Distinct Ink Tattoo Shop with Pop Pill, Lyrical, Northwest Nightmare, and Poltergeist.
Word to that.
Yeah, he's doing both shows.
Huh. How's that going to work out, you think? Is it going to be a good show if you go?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I have fans, actually. It's kind of surprising.
Very impressed.
When you do it long enough and you actually start to get fans, it's kind
of
weird.
When you come from a family that's just been a bunch of bar party and drunks, like, the whole generations.
Pretty much.
You guys just go anywhere and it's, like, instant party time.
We're kind of like
DUIs
rock stars. Natural rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
It just runs in the blood. Sorry.
No problem. So you went up to do a little karaoke. I heard you might have a new gig doing karaoke.
Yeah, it looks like
getting paid to karaoke.
Yes, I'm being groomed to host karaoke at Casey's Bar in Whitefish. So y'all, you know, karaoke with Lyrical coming up soon.
Rhythm
so.
Says rock stars don't drink Sparks. Are you drinking Sparks?
No, I was drinking a Red Bull. I don't know what that dumb fuck's talking about.
Rock stars probably drink rock stars. I don't know.
So actually, kind of funny on the pill subject, when I was talking to Johnny from Mobile Beat about hosting the karaoke for him, he's like, yeah. Well, yeah, he's like, but it can't turn into fucking Pop a Pill freestyle hour up
Whoa,
in here.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, I laughed pretty hard at that one. That was
I
a
bet.
Good one.
Sick burn, Johnny. Johnny's been mobile DJing since God. We were a kid. Since we were kids.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He DJed my sister's wedding.
Was he good?
Yeah, he said we had a lot of fun at the wedding reception after the adults went to bed and it was just us kids. We did keg stands and seven people streaked naked.
Nice.
So Johnny was impressed by our rocking abilities.
You guys do rock it.
Well,
sometimes
we're good at being retarded drunk a-holes.
That is
fun.
True. We're very loud, and I think that's helpful in a bar full of people. So.
Absolutely.
Well, that's good. So, is this going to be like your job now?
I hope so, because it should bring me in about, I don't want to say how much, but some extra money per
little
week.
Cash.
Little extra cash for doing something I love to do.
Right.
I love karaoke.
Which means it's not really work.
I mean, I could start singing right now, you know.
Yeah?
I could.
Da, 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 sing. Da, da,
oh.
Da, da, da,
turn around. Da, 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 every now and then I get da, a little da, bit nervous da, when da, I see da, the fucking look da, in your da, eyes. Da, da, bright da, da, eyes. Every da, now and then da, I fall da, apart. Da, 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 fucking da, need you now da, tonight. Da, da, da. That's all I'm going to do.
Okay.
I got to save my voice because I'm going to karaoke tonight.
That's right.
Again.
You can't be all hoarse. Is that what you're doing tonight?
Yeah, I think so. My date canceled, by the way.
The
which
one
I
were,
told you she
the
would.
The one you were hoping she would cancel?
Yeah, she canceled.
That's a sly move. If a chick wants to like hook up and you don't really want to, you can just wait because chances are they will probably end up canceling. Canceling.
I was just tired and I didn't want to really go to the bar, but now that I got my date canceled, it kind of made me pissed off enough to where I should go to the bar. If that makes any sense to anybody.
Yeah.
Because it makes sense to me.
Vaguely, but yeah.
All right.
In my DXM addled mind right now, it makes a little sense. Well, that's cool. I'm glad. You know what I get to do on Friday? Do you remember the scoreboard? The first bar me and you crashed where we rocked the fucking
we
house.
We did, too.
We did, dude. I've never heard applause that loud for us.
We've got to get back in there with some new hotness.
Well, check this out. Friday. And so Friday I'm going to go there and DJ. And by DJ, I mean go there, turn the laptop on, press play on whatever the fuck that program is. It's the same program Pill uses. What's it called? Mixmastered
something
D-bag.
Like that. Autoplay DJ.
Instant autoplay DJ.
Hey, you know what would be cool? If I do this show at Distinct Inked, and then I go down to the scoreboard and we rap a song, and then it's like, oh, they were in two places at once that night. They're amazing. Right? Anybody?
Yeah. No, yeah. No. We were. We killed it.
I want to do that. I want to rap two shows in the same town in the same night. Can you help me with that?
Possibly.
All right.
Apparently, I have a little more free time now, so...
We should do that new one, the Twisted Up one.
Tear
I
kind of
like that. It's got a good... People like that shit.
It's a good song. I don't get why you're like, we need to go back and tweak it. You clearly labeled it just fucking around. do you go back and tweak the fuck out of something that you're just fucking around with? Or
well,
do you pick a point and call it done?
It's a song and it's out there and it's done, but yet... I don't know. I put a lot of attention into details in post-production because that's what makes a good quality recorded song.
Right, and I understand that for something that's going to be a good quality song.
Well,
but this was just
that,
our beat, for one.
Okay.
It's a throwaway track that we just were fucking around one day.
But it's an awesome song.
It is an awesome song, but that's besides the point. It's still not our beat. It's still not, you know.
So,
if someone cloned that beat.
I just like, you know, even if it is just fucking around, I still think it's worth taking the time to tweak it, to make it sound really good, because you know what? It's still a representation of our skill as recording artists.
I agree, but...
And you might like looking like shit, but I don't, sir. So don't drag me down to your fucking level.
I agree, but you can spend infinity tweaking a song. Like, you can always find something else. What you have to do is decide, what is this song going to be for?
For performing, for rocking the fucking
then
house.
Then do you have to tweak the fuck out of it like that for
a
MySpace page?
If people are going to listen to it online, I mean, you might as well have it be a good representation of your abilities as a recording artist.
Right.
That's the logic. That is it right there.
Okay.
Sounding good.
I do, too, and we spent probably more time than we should have on it.
We spent less than two hours on it.
For a throwaway track.
Most songs we record, I spend at least like 5 or 6 hours on.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you want it to be good.
For an album, maybe, but not just, I can't make it okay to spend that much time on something that's just going on MySpace. I can't.
It's out there forever now.
I don't care.
So... And when people listen to it, do you want them to say, wow, these guys sound like shit? Or do you want them to say, wow, these guys are awesome?
Can I say something real quick? Can the women in the chat stop being cunts right now? I'm just saying. I just need you.
Ooh.
Whoever's being a cunt right now, I just need you to stop. Okay. Thank you. And please don't have your uncle ever call me again. So, well, I got a few stories here before we wrap up this beast.
Yeah, enough about us.
Right. Waterville, Washington. This is pretty awesome. An argument over butter in a macaroni and cheese recipe. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Churned into violence.
Oh.
All right. Between a brother and a sister. A 21-year-old man called the cops to say his 17-year-old sister tried to cut his neck with the serrated edge of a spatula. Now, you're a cook. Right? You've
sometimes.
You've been known to cook something.
A little bit. Especially
could you,
good with spatulas,
could
too.
Could you slash a fool's neck with a spatula?
With the kind that I used at Hoo Hot when I was a trick cook, yes. Because they have a sharp edge on them for cutting.
Right. I'm talking, do you use those when you make mac and cheese?
No.
Okay. That's what I was thinking, like a little plastic one. The police report said the sister was making mac and cheese when her brother asked if she was using butter. Hey, bitch, don't forget the butter this time. Oh, that was the end of that. That led to an argument over the difference between butter and margarine. And then the battle escalated. The butter battle. Thank you, paper. Escalated. She's being charged with fourth degree assault. That's a spatula, fourth degree.
Assault with a deadly spatula. Which also makes a nice ball
separator. She had Black Ops training. Sorry. She had anyway. I was going to just kick everybody out of the chair. I don't have the heart.
Don't do it.
Oh, who cares? You're both bitches. That's what bitches do.
You
want to
illustrate what's
on.
Happening right now for our listeners that aren't here?
You know Amesby, right? She always likes to pick at shit, of course, and that's why I like her. And
I don't really know her.
There's, of course, Dana, and she's just jealous overall to any female, regardless of if it's in cyberspace or real space or MySpace, I guess. And they're just kind of picking back and forth. You came into... Yes, I called you a bitch. Seriously, stop being one. Thank you. I called you both bitches. Anyway...
These are the days of our lives, everybody.
Two car chases. West Valley, not here. A totaled police cruiser and an extended foot pursuit of a naked woman. Don't get jealous. Okay. of a naked woman through sagebrush finally ended with a taser being used to subdue her. Would you ever bring a taser into the bedroom?
You know, maybe.
The kind that shoots out the leads? Or the kind that you gotta like?
I'd probably just use a low voltage taser, just
set
for a
to stun.
Yeah,
not kill.
No.
Right. Okay.
Set to zap nipple.
Quote, a man was outside his vehicle putting up home business signs when this woman pulled up next to him, got out of her vehicle, totally naked, stole his car, and drove the fuck off.
Wow.
You could do that, too, if you're a chick. You could totally do
if
that.
If you're a naked like, chick,
check
you can
this
get a-
out. Hey, check these out. Check this out. I got your car now.
You can get away with just about anything if you're a naked chick.
Yes. Wow. I'm just going to leave that be. Initially, the report was filed with police. The man called 911, hopped behind the wheel of the woman's abandoned car, and gave chase. She was just trading up. She was totally trading up.
Kind of like Grand Theft Auto.
That's right. Like, you get the busted-ass car because it's all that's in the ghetto, and then you drive that to the hills. You get out, you jack another nice car, and then you
And then
good.
You drive to the store and rob it for some threats.
That's right.
And shit.
That's absolutely
buy yourself
correct.
A handgun and a baseball bat.
Right. Go get a hooker real quick. And then, you know, beat her and take your money back, because we don't pay hookers here. I don't know where you were raised.
No.
But around here, we do not pay hookers.
I only pay them in inches.
Don't make me laugh.
So I just want to say something, and once again, this comes from my experience as being horrible in relationships. The internet is never the place to hash out relationship problems.
I am going to fully agree with you. I agree.
Because I've made a fool of myself sending drunken, heartfelt messages to exes and shit.
And then going one step further and reading them on the show,
well,
even
you know,
more drunk.
I thought it was, you know, well... wrote, you know, I thought people would enjoy that. Plus, well, I was really wasted, so I really didn't give a fuck.
Chuck's Pants says, ooh, did she, how did she reply to that? Did you ever get a reply?
She didn't, and I know she won't, because that's just how she is.
Really? Just mm-hmm. into the ether it goes?
Pretty much, just...
on the internet forever?
Hopefully it struck a chord in her, and,
do you think so?
Maybe.
Chuck's Pants wants to know, but you guys hang, right? It just won't be brought up.
Actually, I've
like next time you see her at the bar, like, so, did you get my Facebook message?
I actually don't think we're going to hang anymore.
I notice you're single with a happy heart. Not a broken one. So that's good, right? So, what do you... would you chase this bitch?
The naked bitch in a car?
In her car. Would you hop in her car and
chase
her?
I'll chase most naked women, yeah, so
if she
no
jacks
problem.
Your car, would you chase her?
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely.
That's right. Your truck? The hoopty?
Hell yeah, if she could figure out how to get it working.
How do you start this? There's no ignition. I don't get
it. You gotta touch two wires together.
Who did you steal this from? Neither officer was seriously hurt, and the chase resumed with the woman driving the cop car. Oh, right. I skipped that part. Excuse me. The officer spotted a woman hiding behind a bush, and as he approached, a second officer arrived in his squad car. She refused to surrender, and as the cops moved in, she broke away because she was all lubed up. Oh, fuck yeah.
All lotioned up.
Mm-hmm. Like a lubed up deaf guy. You never
catch the greased up naked girl.
That's yeah. Who steals cars?
The fucking rape Olympics or something.
I just like doing hood rat shit. Totally naked. She broke away, hopped behind the wheel of the cruiser, and stole that shit, speeding away in a cloud of dust and naked boots.
Wait, she stole the cruiser?
Dragging the officers a short distance before they let go. They held on to that shit.
Dude, how can a naked woman wreak so much havoc?
Tits, dude, I'm telling you. Tits and pussy, that's what it is. That is our kryptonite as men with dicks that like to fuck. That is our kryptonite.
Yes.
We will damn near do anything they want.
Does it say in the report if she was an attractive woman?
No, I would like to see a picture.
I would imagine she's probably not. She must be pretty athletic, though, because she's really good at sprinting to the car.
With, like, titties just bouncing around and shit. Maybe she had little A cups.
Maybe she
was
a really firm, supple C cups.
Right.
I like that.
Don't just the nips move.
Yep. Just the very slightest jiggle.
Right. Neither officer was seriously hurt, and the chase resumed with the woman driving the police car through a fence gate and then hitting a dirt berm. Hit her when she missed a curve. She was airborne about 50 feet before crashing into another berm. The woman, slightly bloodied, still totally naked, fled the ruined squad car and streaked into the weeds again. Chased on foot by the two officers, they caught up to her, gangbang, done and done.
So does it say why she was naked?
Because it's much easier for a woman to get what she wants if she has tits and pussy out. Then, you know, like if a clothed chick came in here and was like, hey, I want your truck. You're gonna be like, who the fuck is this bitch? But if a hot naked chick came in here and was like, hey, I want your truck. You'd be like,
I'd probably say something along the lines of, well, I want a nice hot fuck, so let's work out a deal.
Let's make a deal, bitch.
You're halfway there. Let's go.
Oh, man. Oh, dude, speaking of hot chicks, check this shit out. I'm like, I get home from work a little early because I'm sick still. And I'm vacuuming. I'm cleaning up a little bit, you know, putting things back.
Getting the batch pad in order.
Exactly. Taking the pictures and putting them back up because I noticed that she had actually put all of the pictures of us face down like someone does when they're cheating.
Do you know what my ex Carrie there did when we had our falling out and she moved out?
War of the Roses?
She erased all the pictures of her and her son off my phone.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
That was harsh.
That was pretty harsh. Especially if there was, you know, a connection there. Like, you raised them for a bit, huh? A
little bit.
So it was like your family for a bit, huh?
You know, I kind of was a family man for a while there.
I know. You know how I know that?
Well, how?
Because we never saw you. That's a surefire. Hey, is your bro a family man? How do you know? Do you ever see him? No.
And then when you do, does he just look fucking miserable?
Defeated as fuck.
Like, that he lost the will to live. You can see the shimmer in his eyes fade into a little gloss.
He looks like a zombie. So anyway, I'm vacuuming. I hear a knock at the door. I'm like, oh, great. Who's this? I open it, and it is this hot-ass, dark-skinned, tall, just so hot. And in her hand is a pamphlet about God. And she's like, I see that you're busy. But dude, I just want to hand you this pamphlet.
Christians get the hottest chicks,
I
dude.
Know.
I swear.
I know.
Ugh.
I wanted to take her virginity so bad. But no, so I look at her, and once again, I say very kindly, I'm sorry, we're all atheists here. But you are so hot. And you know what? She fucking smiled and like blushed a little as she walked away.
You know, they
so
probably
funny.
Don't
it
hear that
so
a lot.
It was so funny. No, because...
Do you think, like, those hot missionary chicks that are just surrounded by good, upstanding Christian men here, do you think they ever get their butt slapped or get caught?
Fuck no.
Sweet
Fuck
tits
no.
or candy nipples?
They sleep
or
in separate beds and shit.
Fucking sugar lips.
There's
or
no
that
love
shit
there.
Like that?
No more.
They suppress that shit.
So did I tell everybody about the plague we got going here? So you know how we called the landlord quite a while ago when we have the littles, our little colony of mice living in this wall right behind me. You can hear them. You can hear them where you're sitting, right?
Dude, you can hear them chewing through the wood in the wall. They're making something back
there.
They're
making a Trojan horse to sneak themselves into the fucking house. So, they...
we've got a little bit of a mixture of, like, AIDS, pneumonia, the cold, bubonic plague.
Swine flu, H1N1.
Swine flu, a little bit of just mold reactions.
But so check this out. So the first time I called the landlord, I'm like, we got mice. He's like, I'll bring some decon and you can put it down in the crawl space. I'm like, yeah, they're in our wall. They're not down in the crawl space.
The food's up here.
Right.
It ain't
whatever
in the storage unit.
Whatever the fuck they're eating in that wall. So he's like, oh, okay. Just, you know, try that and in 4 or 5 days they should all be dead. So we do that. And they get louder.
Seems like there's more of them now.
Right. We've mentioned this. It's like the decon, they're totally fucking just immune to it, and it's like a party drug. It's like if you give a chick fucking GHB, you can just do whatever. Like, that's what they're doing in there, and they're making more. So I call him back, because I got back, I went to Idaho, right, and I was totally better. And I came back, and the night I came back, the next morning, I was sick as fuck again. So I'm like, all right, maybe we have the plague. I think back to my old world history classes and how many people in old medieval Britain died from the bubonic plague. And that was caused by rats.
I believe it was like 15 million people or something
it
like that.
It was probably like half the island. I don't know exactly. Red Fox, how many people died in the bubonic plague? But so I'm like, that was caused by rats. I call the landlord up and I'm like, man, I am sick as fuck. I've missed work. Dana's sick. Sean is sick. Everybody that lives here is sick. I think we have the plague from the rats. And he kind of laughs. And so I make it really apparent that, like, I'm serious. I'm so fucking sick right now, and this is bullshit. I'm missing work because of it. I miss one day of work. And that was, like, the first sick day I've ever fucking taken. And so I tell him this, and he's like, oh, yeah, I don't think that's it, whatever. And I'm like, all right. I'm just telling you, it's weird.
We're dying in here.
I haven't been sick since I've lived in this house, really.
Lawsuit.
I'm glad this was all recorded.
Lawsuit.
So I get off the phone with him after I planted that little seed of the bubonic plague. 10 minutes later, he calls back. No more, oh, just go put some decon in there and wait 5 days. I will be at the house first thing tomorrow with the exterminator, and we're going to fix this. He sounded so fucking worried, dude. It was so funny. And then I asked Dana nicely to please stay here for a bit so that when the guy comes, she can let him in. She doesn't do that. The guy came at noon. No one was here. The door was locked. Thank you, Dana. Appreciate that. And so, yeah, we still have rats, and we're still dying from the plague. And then he tells me, he's like, oh, what I always do down in the apartment, Ed, the downstairs neighbor guy, he comes up, and he's like, I just put one of those mice traps down there. And that it's always one. I'm like, dude, you can hear it. There's like 20 of them in there. Yeah. It's not just one.
They're working over. They got like a whole crew of carpenter mice in there, fucking cutting away at shit.
They're building a fucking cross and some pews, and they're going to have a mass.
Fucking condominium going up in there.
It's retarded, dude.
Little mouse retirement community.
Danny says, I could have done a lot of things. You're lucky I'm not a real bitch. Would that really be how you want to leave this relationship? I was so nice about it. I was like, I will keep paying your phone bill for you until you get on your feet. I could have just went and turned it off and been like, fuck you.
I could have just offended that you called her a bitch.
Well, quit being a bitch. You're picking fights. Fuck. You know? You specifically came into this chat room to see what we were going to say about this whole fucking mess. And you're like, ugh. And you're probably drunk. And I don't need to deal with that right now. So anyway, the exterminator didn't get here. And we have a little mouse trap now.
Yeah.
That I just kind of threw away because that's retarded. I'm like, dude, they're not. He's deaf. He couldn't hear him. I gave him a cup. I'm like, listen, dude, I can hear him right now talking.
Dude, I can hear him when I'm in the fucking shower. Dude.
Right.
You know, they're loud.
Dude, they're loud. They're like playing the fucking drums and shit. And so I'm like, dude, they're not in the house. If they were in the house, the cat would have definitely got him, you know? Well, just go ahead and put that mousetrap under the fridge or something. I'm like, dude, they're in the walls.
Well, they can get in here. I guarantee they can.
Oh, I'm sure. But you know, I hear them there all the time.
So they're might get one.
Right. And
hopefully
then
you get the leader.
And
so
then
that
they
way.
So they all die.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Well, that sucks. I hope we don't really have the plague. If we both die, who's going to sue?
Kitty.
The kitty.
The cat will sue.
The cat's going to probably be the one that gets the mouse trap on her.
Your cat
her
looks
face.
Dead right now, actually. The way
yeah,
it's
the cat
there.
Does that sometimes. Or she'll just like lay on the couch and just look completely dead.
She looks
dead.
Like she's in some sort of kung fu, like meditative stance.
Zen. She does Zen. Mm. Red Fox says, I'll sue for you. Thank you, Red Fox.
Thanks.
I'm glad it's all recorded. Like, we've let you know many times. Jamhole Cat says, I got you guys covered. Thank you, kitty.
Nice.
So, well, I got a couple more stories before we call it good here. What are you doing tonight? You're going up to karaoke again?
Maybe.
I'm fucking beat, dude. This sickness, like, everything aches. I'm sweaty, but I'm chills. Oh, man, I don't know. Please stop trying to get pity. I can't handle that. I've begged you to come back so many times, and this time I just go. If you want to go, go. And that's what you did. A man suffered burns after what was believed to be acid was thrown in his face in a, quote, horrific random attack. 45-year-old was in Hornbrook Gardens about 3:30 p.m. yesterday when three young males wearing what police described as school uniforms walked past him and threw, quote, some sort of acid in his face. The detective said, quote, he touched his face and then his hand and face felt strange. Could you imagine, like, having acid thrown on you? Like, you can't block that.
No.
You hit it with your hands, your hands melt. Your face, like, there's no, what do you do? Matrix style, like, you can't get away from acid.
Can you imagine what that feels like?
Yeah.
And the thoughts that would go through your mind is you just know acid is melting my face.
You ever, like, go to light up a cigarette and the flame gets a little too big and it burns your lip? I think it would be like that, but, like, over your whole fucking face.
Times a million?
Yeah. It would hurt so fucking bad. Oh, man. I couldn't imagine that. That's like back in the day when the super soakers were all badass and kids were rolling around, like, squirting people with piss and shit. Fucking kids.
I used to use those super soakers to fight vampires with holy water.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. I still have a little bit left. That's all we got left.
What do you use that for?
We took shots of it once. Funny enough, in the 365 episodes we've done, the only one we've ever lost was the one where we took shots of holy water during the show. Weird, huh?
You know, that's kind of too coincidental to be a coincidence.
Correlation, causation. It had nothing to do with the fact that Cool Edit Pro just completely crashed.
Oh.
Ghost
Maybe
in the
there's
machine.
A reason.
Maybe. May fucking be.
Maybe.
He looked in the mirror and felt it eating away at his face. Could you fucking imagine? Just slow and painful. And where would it stop?
And watching your face melt.
Like, I've done that on acid. Like, not this kind, obviously. But you trip on acid, right? And it was the old, like, the old rumor that, like, when you're high, when you're tripping on acid or shrooms, don't go in the bathroom and don't look in the mirror, because you'll get trapped inside yourself. I always thought that was bullshit, so I'd trip acid, and I'd go, and I'd look in the mirror, and you would get trapped in there for a while, but only because your face is doing this shit, and you're like, I don't feel it doing, oh, there it goes. There we go. Oh, yeah. But it looks like, I imagine it would be something like that, but it would really hurt.
I imagine that would kind of be a worse mind fuck than seeing it on acid.
Right.
Because you know, because it's real. You're like, oh my God, my face is really melting.
Yeah. When you go to sleep and wake up from LSD, you're good usually.
Yeah.
This guy went to sleep and woke up in the hospital still.
Without a face.
Right. Mm. Good thing we can do face transplants now.
Can we?
Yeah. Didn't you see Face Off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a documentary, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Nicolas Cage. He's one of the great documentarians of our time. Oh, excuse my face. This guy said the victim managed to drive himself to the hospital where staff were last night considering whether to fly him to a specialist burns unit in Bristol. He says, quote, "This is what appears to be a horrific random attack, which we are treating very seriously. This is a very unusual crime, and we are keen to speak to anyone who was in the area or may have heard anything about the serious assault." Do you think it was totally just random? Like, just some punk-ass kids, like, check it out, muriatic acid. Let's go throw it on the next person's face we see, because we're kids. I like to do hood rat shit. I like to be bad.
I like to do bad stuff.
I like to do bad stuff.
I want
to
hurt people.
Riley,
it's fun.
Riley, I like to do bad stuff. That's so horrible. Fucking people. So, well, I wish them all the best. Did you hear about this? The transit passengers, they were on this train in Calgary, and a little kid, he was running to try and catch the train. Fucking dozens of C-Train passengers traumatized Tuesdays. They watched a young boy crushed to death after falling headfirst between a moving train and a downtown platform.
Ooh.
I imagine it went a little something like America's Funniest Home Videos, where the kid's like running and he just eats shit and then everyone laughs and then it cuts back and he's just completely demolished and everyone's like, oh.
God, that would be horrible to see.
Ooh. Ooh. For those on board the 7th Avenue Southwest line between 2nd and 3rd Streets, shortly, the screaming came first. Commotion followed as dozens of horrified onlookers rushed to rescue the boy, who was clad in blue jeans and white sneakers, painted red from his blood. It was too late. The child, who was less than 5 years old, was killed.
Where were his fucking parents?
Probably on the train, being like, later, dude. Mommy's going to LA to be a stripper. I'm out. Take them both. All my kids. I don't want them. Police and witnesses say the child was with a man believed to be his grandfather. Well, there you go. when he ran up to the moving Somerset-bound train and was sucked underneath. His head and torso were wedged between the cement platform and the train. Quote, everything was normal until there were these horrible cries and screams. I saw people running very fast toward us in the car. People were horrified. I can still hear the howls of the family. It was an awful thing to hear. I can't handle this throat thing.
Yeah, I'm not being very much help either.
I can't talk anymore, dude. My voice is fucking
kind of just chilling in the chat here.
I appreciate that. You keeping the bitches in line tonight?
Not really.
No.
No.
You can't keep a chat in line unless you're the moderator.
Which I'm clearly not.
Clearly
not.
If you
look at the chat.
So yeah, that sucks. They're gonna investigate and all that. I'm sure the grandfather probably just pushed him or something. Let's talk about the oil thing real quick before we get out of here.
Really?
This is pretty awesome. What day is it? Someone in the chat mentioned day 65 or something. Hey, look, it's your brother in
the
chat.
Yeah, I see that.
The
How
Jamal,
you doing there, Cubs?
64. Thank you, Chris. Day 64, still spewing oil like a sieve. TheJamhole.com/live, that's probably where you want to be watching these shows at. The chat's half the fun, especially now that Dana will be in there trying to fuck me up. So, they got it capped, kind of, right? You remember that? And they were, it was still leaching a bunch of oil, but they got it capped for you know, a little bit, right? So, now they apparently had a little, one of those robotic vehicles that they're using down there. It hit the containment dome's venting system, which caused gas to rise through the vent. The system carries warm water through the dome to keep the ice crystals from forming, which is what foiled the previous capping attempts. You remember when they tried that and it kept freezing up because it's like way the fuck under there. So they fucking drunk driving the little submarine. Like, hey, you go out on a date with a hot chick. You're like, you want to impress her? You're like, hey. You want to see something cool? Check this out. You take her back to the BP lab. You're like, hey, you hop on that one. I'll hop on this one. We'll go.
We'll play bumper cars and shit.
We'll swim in the ocean. She's like, I can't see anything down here. It's all black.
Yeah.
Boom. And that's the end of that.
You dumb motherfucker.
I know, right? Do you think whoever did that got asked to kill himself via harakiri?
I'm sure they probably got shot in the back of the head by somebody.
By the BP execs. Mm-hmm. The AP reports that a robotic vehicle hit the shit, knocked it off. They captured about 27,100 barrels yesterday.
Really? All
right. Hey, fucking A, right?
Gas is going to go down a cents a gallon.
That's
now
a start, right?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Compared to how much has leaked out so far? How much oil? We still don't know. The last official government estimate said it could be as high as 60,000 barrels a day. That's just a little bit, right? Barrels are like little, right? Like Donkey Kong barrels? Like that big? So, like, 60,000 of these, that's not very many. That's all right. It looked like
did
way
they have
more
a, did
than
they
that.
Have a giant gorilla, like, tossing them, the barrels, down a, you know, series of platforms and ladders
that,
to get to the truck or something?
And that's why it not, got knocked off? I could see that.
So that Donkey Kong reference.
Thank you.
A little plumber guy jumping over them.
Yeah, I got that.
Getting 500 points every time.
So they say this morning, approximately 8:45 a.m., a discharge of liquids was observed from a diverter valve on the drill ship Discoverer Enterprise. I love the names for these things. Humanity, save us. Which is on the station at the MC-252 well site. As a precautionary measure, the lower marine riser package containment cap system attached to the Discoverer Enterprise has been moved off the Deepwater Horizon's failed blowout preventer to ensure safety of operations and allow the unexpected release of liquids to be analyzed. You think it just blew its shit? It just, you get so much pressure built up in there. What's that called? You had a phrase for that.
Deadly sperm buildup.
Right.
DSB.
Well, DSB.
Syndrome.
Syndrome, right.
Yes.
DSBS. Awesome. So, well, good luck with that. How does it just look like? Just like a big field of oil down there now? Like, is there any water left? Is it all just oil? I haven't really looked.
I would imagine. I haven't really been keeping up with it either.
Yeah, me neither. I just know it's like another day, more oil. Another day, more oil. Cubs says, wow, Sean, you don't look completely hammered this show. I don't think you'll ever see him that hammered again.
I was kind of, I thought it'd be fun to get drunk on the show, especially because I had a feeling that you guys were going to fucking fight like crazy or something. Because
we were going to fight it out. We're going to throw it down.
I was unnecessarily drunk. There was no excuse for how drunk I was. In fact, I think I should have stopped at 4 pints, but...
You were pretty excited about it. You even started drinking one at the gas station. 2, actually, I think.
Yeah, I did.
You had 2 knocked off before we even got here. That's pretty awesome.
2 pints.
2 pocks.
Slammed down 6 pints in an hour and a half. I was.
Is there anything else anybody would like to say about the breakup? About anything else? About anything?
Anybody want to call in and give their opinions or?
My
or
bad.
What?
I'm gonna say it's not either one of us. I'm gonna say it was both of us. I was an asshole. She was a bitch. And that's that, you know?
You know, your guys'
I'm sad. I'm really sad, but...
Your guys' situation is very reminiscent of one I had.
Reminiscent of one I'm sure everybody's had, you know?
Well, more specifically, there being, you know, disagreements about the quality or quantity of sexual, physical intimacy and just lack of communication and just, you know, the whole been together for so long, it's just like blah, you know?
Well, you said something interesting.
Did I?
You said...
Thank you.
Are you willing to marry her? And I said, I don't think so. And you said, well, then it's probably time to move on. Well, and I said, that's an interesting way to think about
it. That's how I've looked at it with a lot, and I've broken up with many women on that same principle. That if I don't feel like I'm going to marry you after about a year, sorry, you know, we had good times, but...
Yeah. And I mean... If things would have been good like, you know, they were when the first 6 months or whatever, when she still, you know, enjoyed my company and didn't really ever push me away, I think if they would have been different, it would have been all right. But it was just, we were making each other miserable. She was miserable all the time.
Thanks for throwing me under the bus there now. I'm pretty hated in the chat right now.
Why?
For my
Ainsby says, no, that's not fair. You can be not ready to get married and still stay together.
For my 2 cents.
No, I agree that, but if it's already going poorly, you have to make a decision.
You know, at the same time, is it worth working on?
But at the same time, how many times has she left before and I've begged her to come back?
Well,
you know?
I don't know.
A few times. And if it goes right back to the way it was, what's insanity? Doing the same thing
and
expecting different
results. Exactly. Yes, we learned that in door-to-door sales. Actually.
Vacuums?
Yes.
Nice.
Kirby's.
They make a good vacuum.
Name drop.
Is that the one you put your dick in?
Yes.
Was it a Kirby?
It was a Kirby, actually.
So Danny says, so you don't think we will ever get back together, do you? I think if you realize that it can't be weird like that. You have to realize that I need sex more than once a week. That's just how it is. I've talked to lots of people, and they're like, some chicks I've talked to are like, I need to have sex, otherwise I turn to a bitch. I've talked to some guys, they need it. I need blowjobs. I need to not be pushed away at night when I'm like, I want to hug you. There's just certain things that I need, and it's those things that lack that cause this incompatibility issue.
You know, it was so fun for me dating a girl that only slept with me twice a month and then talking to like my few female friends who were like, oh man, dude, if I had a man right now, we'd be fucking like every day. We'd be fucking right now. Yep. Like, if you were my man, I'd be fucking your brains out. And then when I go single, they're like,
you know,
well,
what's interesting? Dana says, you have to realize that everything ain't about sex. You found a relationship on sex.
She's got a point.
Had sex with me the first night. You wanted me to get my tongue pierced so that I could sexually please you. You kind of set the stage for a long, lustful sex life. And then, you know, it got old and boring to her, and that was the end of
it. When a girl gives up to you on the first date, you're kind of like, all right, you know, good. I found me somebody who's equally as freaky as me.
Exactly.
We will have great sex and good times. And that happened to me, and no, not the case.
You know what? Some people it just doesn't work. We tried. Many times. And of course I miss you, but I don't miss feeling like shit every night. I don't miss wondering if you're just fucking me because you feel pressured into it. That's so weird to feel. Do you know what that's like?
I do.
It's weird, right?
It's disturbing.
It is.
Like, me and Carrie would, like, you know, I'd be like, all right, you know, she's good, we're going to have sex, you know, and we'd start doing it, and she would do something to, like, push me away, and I would just go,
and
go,
the whole shit, like,
and I would just leave the room, you know, I'd get so turned off by being pushed away, you know.
And when we hooked up, she was like, you know, I have a hard time coming, so I made it, like, my goal to, like, make sure she came every time we did it, and I thought I was all right at it, but then it gets to a point where... Once she comes, and it's kind of like a guy will do that. Once a guy comes, that's it. Unless, you know, you're on drugs or something. But she would come and then be like, well, I'm done. So you can just finish up while I lay here. It just, I don't know, it got weird. And I need a good sexual base.
I think it's more, you know what, it ain't even always about the sex necessarily. I think a lot of it has to do with the passion, you know. When you have those feelings for somebody, it's supposed to be passionate, you know, it's supposed to be intense.
And when you
know?
Start lacking that, when it becomes just a routine, like, oh, I just gotta fuck him so he'll leave me alone, like, that's no fun, you know? It kind of hurts, actually.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, you did what you had to do, and I understand that, and that's fine, and I would really appreciate no more threatening text messages from people that are not in any position to threaten somebody, and that's that. I appreciate you filling in.
No problem.
Maybe we'll get Braden back on the show. We'll cycle y'all through. Yeah. Dana will be back maybe on Friday if she still wants to, if she can handle being here.
I think you two need to sit down and hash it out.
We did.
On the show.
She left.
On the show.
We did, and she walked away.
Well, maybe this time that won't happen.
You going to strap her down and hold her there?
No.
How is that not going to happen? When you talk to a girl and you make a point that she doesn't like or doesn't agree with, she will either walk away or she will get pissed. She can't just be like, I understand that. That's logical. You know why? Because women, more times than not, they don't think logically. They think...
Emotionally.
Emotionally.
Yes.
And that fucks shit up. So, I don't know. That's Ainsby says, what is there to hash out? You need time apart before that can happen. Yeah. Oh, well. Shit happens.
Cubs says, what do you guys think about Obama saying that this is a Muslim nation now?
Does that surprise you?
Not really.
Well, there you go. All right. So
well.
You got anything else you want to say before we get the fuck out of here?
Here I sit. The mountain and I, until only the mountain remains.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you guys for being with us. Thank you for sitting through this lovely episode.
Yeah, I know the show sucks pretty bad now.
Well,
so
there was just, we had to talk about that, and that's that. So email us info@thejamhole.com. Any thoughts about the breakup, my fault, her fault, both of our faults. You can leave a message, 406-204-4687, thejamhole.com/donate. Appreciate the money. Help us pay for the server bills, of course. Episode 5 of the Hot Box is up, hotboxpodcast.com. You can check that out every Tuesday in the Jam Hole, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And I think that's it. We'll see you on Friday, and then we'll see you at the scoreboard for Mixmaster Matt on the laptop, on the ones and ones, the ones and zeros.
A fucking E-DJ.
Oh, it'll be brilliant. All right, man, we'll talk to you guys Friday. Peace.
You are listening to The Jam. 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 The Jam.